We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
This morning, our guest is Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe, and good to have him on the show this morning. Lieutenant Governor, good morning.
Mark, thanks for having me on today.
Yeah, pleasure to have you on. And, you know, you and I got to talk at a recent event that we attended, and what I didn't know is that you spent most of your young life right here in St. Louis, right?
Yes, sir. Born and raised in North City, up in the Walnut Park and then Baden area, and then washed cars most of my teenage and early adult life for Mr. Sinclair down in South County at Sinclair Ford.
Wow. That's fantastic. So, you know, you're facing re-election along with the governor who's running for election right now. What is this? How's the race shaping up? What are the big issues here for you?
Well, it's good. I mean, the race is shaping up well. Missouri is a good Christian conservative state overall, and our message seems to resonate. But the big issues obviously are getting through the coronavirus, which we will get through, by the way. And then what are we doing on the other side? We got to get back to this workforce development and infrastructure issue that puts Missourians to work, allows them to, you know, provide for their family and have some opportunities, just as I did and many others did. In our market. So the economy is something that we want to make sure we continue to get kickstarted and going again like it was before the virus hit.
Yeah, you know, as you just pointed out, you never know when your first job opportunity for you washing cars down at Sinclair might turn into a lifetime profession, right?
That's right. And, you know, with our emphasis on workforce development, we're really working with young men and ladies as they go through even the, even through grade school and into high school. What is their interest? If they want to be a plumber, electrician, a lawyer, a doctor, a welder, whatever that is, find the right spot for those people. Make sure our companies and our private sector have the need for those spots and then match them up. And we're finding that's working out very well.
Yeah. What is a Buy Missouri all about?
Buy Missouri's initiative started by then Lieutenant Governor Parson about 4 years ago. It simply takes the companies that are located in Missouri, headquartered in Missouri, that manufacture products that Missourians can buy and promotes them through, our buymissouri.net website. So our theory, Governor Parson's theory when he started it, my theory expanding it is that when Missourians can keep our dollars within our state's borders and help our friends and neighbors who work for these companies, we're just that much better off economic-wise. And those dollars tend to rotate through our state's economy when we keep them here much, much better than they do when we buy from somebody out of state.
Yeah. Yeah, makes a lot of sense. And we've got a lot of economic recovery to go because of this whole COVID crisis that continues, particularly with restrictions that remain in place in St. Louis County and over in the Kansas City area, I know. What's your take on that? Is it time for us to open things back up and get this state rolling again?
Well, I think, you know, for one, I'd like to see, you know, kids getting back in school. I think it's very important. That's been a problem across the various parts of our state. I think that's something that we've got to tackle, work with the school districts and the folks at the school systems to get these kids back in schools. Their parents want to work. They need to get out and about, and kids need the social interaction it takes. And we need to be able to do it in a safe way. And I think there's a way we can roll that out. And yes, definitely. I think what we've learned in the first couple of months back in the spring that the cost for the cure was much more than we could afford economic-wise. And
right.
So as Missourians learn to, you know, do the basic sanitizing, keep your hands clean, cover your mouth and your cough, stuff your mother told you when you're 5 years old, wear a mask in the environment where the people require you to wear a mask, and social distance when possible, we're going to work through this. And I absolutely believe You're going to see a vaccine coming very soon, and we're going to get through this.
So you obviously spent time in the Senate before becoming lieutenant governor. I want to talk to you about a couple of the statewide amendments that are going on. One of them would add term limits to some statewide offices, Amendment 1. And Amendment 3 obviously deals with cleaner Missouri, which would move us back to a bipartisan commission to redistrict. Let me take Amendment 1 first. What do you think about that, and do you think that's necessary?
Well, I'm a fan of term limits. You know, most people say that if you don't have term limits, the voters will vote you out when they need to. That's one way to look at it. But matching up all of the statewide offices to have term limits like the governor's office does right now, I have no problem with that. It includes the lieutenant governors. Believe me, I don't want to be a career politician, so term limits are fine for me. I'm good with that amendment. Amendment 3, though, to your point, is the most important amendment that's on the ballot because it truly takes the way it is now with quote-unquote clean Missouri that was passed a few years ago, a very partisan effort at drawing our districts up across the state that end up matching urban areas with rural areas, people whose values and interests don't match up. It would be a disaster, in my opinion. So taking it back to the nonpartisan way it was back before that clean plan was passed, I think is the thing that makes most sense for Missourians.
Yeah, Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe, our guest right now. The thing about this issue, this Amendment 3, and that most people probably don't understand is they're looking on TV, they're seeing ads, they're seeing billboards, they're seeing all this outside money that's being spent to preserve the way the law was changed in 2018. It makes you wonder what the ulterior motive was there. I think I know what it was. What's your opinion?
Well, you know, they always say follow the money. So, yes, when you have outside groups, basically liberal groups, spending tens of millions of dollars to promote no on 3, they're doing it for a reason. They're not just out there because they want to be great Americans. They like the advantage that it takes to potentially switch the legislative makeover up to that doesn't represent what you have in Missouri. In Missouri, we have supermajorities in both the House and the Senate, and that's because Missouri is a conservative state. That has great values, and I think that's represented in the legislature. What they want to see is kind of a tilted table to where you can get more of the 50-50 mix in there, and that's not the perfect world that we live in, and that's not accurate of who we are either.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe, we appreciate having you on here, and best of luck with the rest of your campaign.
Well, we really appreciate the time. Hello to all my St. Louis friends and family, and happy to be on with you anytime.
Get more at 971talk.com.